you would agree that in this business, there's a lot of good people, but there's some real jackwagons. Right? A lot of big
totally
egos.
Agree. Yeah. Totally agree.
This is not an intro where I would say, and here's one of those guys. He would be the opposite of one of those guys. Very little ego and one of the all-time greats. And only on this show does he also get announced as a former Martin Luther High School Spartans assistant girls basketball coach. He is our friend Bill Schroeder from Bally Sports Wisconsin. Billy, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I was wondering how I was going to be introduced. Jack Wagon was not top of my list, but I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been a great run for these guys this year, and yeah, the Martin Luther girls basketball team. I forget what their record was, but I had a pretty good time staying in shape and getting in shape for the season, running around up and down that court.
Yeah, Dave Bangert worked you really hard. No, the reason why I brought up Jack Wagons is not because you're one of them, but because it's always nice to see someone who is one of the good people in this business be celebrated. And Tausch and I both loved the 30 years in the booth, plus the number of years you played. And, I mean, you've got the fantasy camp, which I still haven't been invited to. I'm wondering just how much it has meant to you to see the outpouring of appreciation for you, because you're not that guy. You're not that ego guy. And you must have been both a tiny little bit uncomfortable to be the center of attention, but really appreciative of all the adulation that you deserved and you received that day.
Yeah, you kind of hit it right on the head. I mean, I was uncomfortable with all the attention, but I was very, very appreciative of, you know, the Brewers getting behind this, you know, Bally Sports, what they did for, you know, Brian Anderson contacted all of my former partners, and he said he sent out a group text to all of them about a month before that, and he said within like 5 or 10 minutes they all responded saying they would show up, and that meant a lot to me. I've had some wonderful partners. They've all gone on to do great things, and it was great. It was great seeing everybody. You know, I did an inning with each and every one of my former partners, and you know, when I sat down with them in the booth, Jim Paskey and Baskerjian and Sutton and LePay, and you know, BA was up there, and it was an amazing thing that when you sit down there and do an inning with them many years after, you know, you worked with, they were exactly the same. Mm-hmm. The delivery and the way they went about the game was identical to what they were when you know, I was working with him. Hopefully, I have learned a few things over the years and wasn't the same guy, because I know I drove Jim Paskey up a wall my first 2 years. He was a great mentor to me. He continues to be a mentor to me. And, yeah, it was just a fantastic day at the ballpark. The one regret I have was that first pitch. It was a real stinker. But, you know, hey, you know, I kind of bounced it off. It was in the right-handed batter's box, bounced it to BA. But, hey, you know, can't have everything.
Bill 50 Cent Schroeder joining us on Wilde and Tausch. So I one of my favorite things, and I saw the photo, it would be a great piece of Brewers memorabilia if they would get that printed and have all the play-by-play guys and you sign it. I would buy one of those for charity. It was really a neat photo of all you guys together. And by the way, I thought you were terrific last night on the call of the Brewers and Rockies. I thought you were really insightful in extra innings. Oh wait, that was Vinny Rotino. My bad.
Yeah, that was Rotino. Yeah, I'm up in Door County. So, you know, one of the things, you know, I mean, the Brewers have been really, really good to me in that they've allowed me to, you know, set my schedule. And I told them a couple of years ago, you know, I'd like to back off a little bit, just do home games. They couldn't be more accommodating. One of the nice things, when I show up on Sundays on getaway day, I see all these suitcases lined up in the service level. And I look there and I said, I don't have a suitcase in that line. So I get to go home with the wife and the family and, you know, 28 years of doing just about every game and going on road trips was enough for me. But, yeah, it's fantastic. Vinny's doing a great job. Dillard's doing a great job. I think that, you know, the Brewers have a pretty good bench once they decide they've had enough of me.
Well, Bill, what was it like when Snoop was up there with you?
Fantastic. I wish he could have stayed the whole game. I mean, I didn't know anything about Snoop Dogg. I mean, the only thing I knew, he had a really cool beer commercial that I like watching. You know, he's sitting on the beach and drinking a beer. I can't mention the name of the beer because
nope.
No, we're a Miller Brewing Company, you know, thing. So, but that was great. But you know what? He couldn't have been more accommodating. You know, and the guys in the locker room were saying that they've had many guests come in there and go through there. He was far and away the best that they've ever had in there, taking pictures, signing autographs, and, you know, doing his Snoop Dogg thing. And I had a blast. I had a blast with the guy. I mean, I think he was being real kind to me and BA because, you know, he's kind of a cool hipster, right? I mean, rapper, and, you know, he's kind of up with all the new stuff. But he was real good to a couple of middle-aged white guys up there in the booth. Are you guys there?
Yeah, we're here. I thought Tausch had more about Snoop Dogg because, you know, he's also...
I didn't have a follow-up. What do you want me to follow up on Snoop? I mean,
no, well,
Snoop...
Snoop has done a lot of cool things. He has not worn the pants of CC Sabathia like you have. Continuing with Bill Schroeder on Wilde and Tausch. All right, Bill, let's talk about this team because I don't think with the manager change, don't get Jesse started because he's been very, very mean-spirited toward the former manager, Craig Counsell, so don't get him started on that. The manager change, with trading away Corbin Burnes, with the injuries that this team has dealt with, you could easily think these guys are in trouble. And they're the exact opposite. I know they lost last night in extra innings, but what has it been like, and has this been, of those 30 years that you've been in the booth, has this been one of the more, I didn't necessarily see all these good things coming type of seasons for you?
Exactly. I mean, I don't think anybody saw this coming. You know, particularly with, you know, all the injuries to the starting rotation. You know, they had, they had the opener yesterday. The Brewers have used 15 different starting pitchers this year. And you would think that, you know, a team that is doing that is really scuffling and, you know, maybe trying to get to 500, but this is a team that's 15 games over 500 and doing a great, great job. I mean, the bullpen has been fabulous. But, you know, here's the thing. In the offseason, you know, you have the managerial change, you know, and Murphy certainly deserves that opportunity. He was a good ambassador with Craig Counsell for many years. I mean, and you wonder who was teaching who all those years based on how Murph's been doing it. You know, I mean, he's been fantastic, and the guys love him. I mean, they have an edge to them, and, you know, they're not going to take anything from anybody, you know, and they'll get their chin right in there. And I've never been one to say that teams ever give up in a game, but they don't. They battle hard right to the end, and it's been a lot of fun to watch. So, you know, in the offseason, you know, you had the managerial change, all that emotion with Counsell going to the Cubs, but you also had a team filled with young kids that have no – real experience in the big leagues. And because of that, nobody knew what they were going to be and how they were going to play and how they were going to respond to, you know, big league environment. But, you know, it took them a while, but, you know, these guys have been fantastic. So the young players are the reason why the Brewers are where they're at. You know, the Perkins, you know, Churio is really starting to come into his own. He has been unbelievable since the beginning of June and swinging the bat and really aggressive. And, You know, Frelick and, you know, Joey Ortiz and Bryce Terang. I mean, how about Bryce Terang, the way he's been able to make, you know, the transition from a really good defender to a guy that really wasn't much of a hitter last year to a force in the lineup at the plate. He got two grand slams this year, right? I mean, so it's been a lot of fun to watch, and I think, you know, nobody really knew what the Brewers were going to be able to do because of all the young players that they had. And they were going to be counting on. That's a wild card. You just don't know. Tausch, you know it in football, too. You get a lot of rookies out there. You don't know what you have. And you just hope they're going to be able to perform. And when they do perform, that's when you're real surprised and things are going well.
Yeah, you just mentioned that. And that was why I think last season, the Packers season, was so fun to watch. Because you didn't know. This Brewers team, obviously, with all of its youth, the same thing. Bill, have you ever seen what before last night's game, five of the last eight games had a grand slam? Is there, in your 30 years of doing this, have you ever seen anything like that?
No, never. I mean, five grand slams in eight games, and, you know, Terang started it, and then he hit one the other day, and and they're all big. You know, I mean, that grand slam that Terang hit just put that game out of reach and kind of took the Cubs right out of the game. It seems as though after that grand slam, it was 6-1, 7-1 at that point. It just looked like that game was over at that point. And, Cubs seemed to have their head down, but, it's something else. I mean, all these grand slams and all these two-out hits and all these two-strike approaches and walks and, it's been a team that is a lot of fun to watch, and you never know what you're going to see from them. I mean, it could be no hit for like five innings, and then all of a sudden the bullpen, the opposition's bullpen gets into the game, and then their space starts swinging the bat. So, never out of it. They're always learning. Pat Murphy, and I'll tell you, Ricky Weeks has a lot to do with what's going on here too.
Mm-hmm.
He had an edge to him when he played. I mean, a good edge. I'm talking about the guy was tough as nails. Wanted to play every day. All these coaches have been doing a great job. Chris Hook, he never gets enough credit. I mean, all the guys that they bring in. You're not talking about household names in that bullpen and in the starting rotation, but Chris Hook and Jim Henderson, they get their hands on these guys, and all of a sudden they become performers in the big league. So, it's been a lot of fun to watch.
All right, Bill, two more things before we let you get back to your Door County excursion. One, I want to ask you about William Contreras. We've seen lots of terrific catchers come through the Brewers for years, right? Jonathan Lucroy, Ted Simmons, David Nilsson, this Bill Schroeder guy, Charlie O'Brien. I'm curious. I mean, he's a stud, right? And what is it for you as an old catcher when you watch him? What do you think of him as a player?
Well, I mean, he's a gamer. He and Adames, they want to play every day. Adames still, he hasn't missed a game yet. He started every game, Adames. But, William Contreras has improved more than any single guy that I've seen in the big leagues in such a short period of time defensively behind home plate. He takes it very seriously. He likes working with these guys, and all the guys that he has had to deal with behind home plate. I'm talking about, pitchers, different pitchers, trying to learn them. I mean, it's not just the physical part of what he does, but the mental part. There's a lot of studying and a lot of pregame prep that goes on, and he's willing to do it. And, the way he throws the baseball, the way he tries to back pick at first base, that's one of the reasons why you don't see a lot of stolen bases. These guys aren't getting too big a secondary leads because they know they might get picked off.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's got a terrific arm. And, he plays so much behind home plate these days. There was a point in time, the month of June wasn't all that great for him. But yesterday was a big day for him, right? Three mm-hmm. hits, a home run. Adames didn't get a hit on the homestand, and he had a big day yesterday. So, they're gamers, and there's no better thing that a player can be known as, and Tal, you can vouch for this. I mean, being a gamer, a guy that's going to go out there no matter what, he's going to give his all. He doesn't want to take days off, and that's what every player wants to be known as when it's all said and done.
Yeah, you are right about that, Bill. And before you go, you're not out shopping and doing that. What's a Door County weekend for Bill?
Well,
such a gamer with all your time off up in Door County.
yeah, I like to fish. I'm going salmon fishing on Wednesday out in Lake Michigan, one of my neighbors, we're going smallmouth bass fishing on Green Bay on Friday. Play a little bit of golf. I don't go in and out of the candle in fudge stops too often, but when my wife wants to go in there, I stand outside on the street and let her do her thing.
All right.
Invariably, I'm gonna bump into something and have to pay for something I don't want.
Yeah, stores pack things in there pretty tight. That's for sure.
All right. Well, we will let you get back to your fudge shops and candle shops after one last question. And Tausch gives me a hard time about this because he always calls me the Oprah of this show. But I have to admit, you've been a good friend to us. You know that I have a tremendous affinity for you. But I have to admit, as I watched the celebration of your 30 years in the booth, that I did find myself thinking back to 2020 and when you informed us that you were basically a ticking time bomb with your aorta. And it got me thinking about how we might have missed out on not only a good friend who has been so great to us, but seeing that moment that day. That was, and that, again, maybe that's just me, but that's how I found myself thinking. And I'm just curious, in the years that have followed, in any way, are you different because of that experience? Because you were such a great guy even before that, and I just found myself wondering if that experience, what kind of impact it had on you.
Well, I had so many people to thank for that. Number one, my wife. I mean, she was fantastic through the whole process. And, you know, the doctors, you know, Dr. Kletchka, the cardiologist, and Paul Pearson, the heart surgeon, and, you know, all the nurses and the rehab people. And there's just so many people involved in me getting through that. And, you know, I feel like right now I'm playing with house money. You know, had that not been discovered, you know, from Dr. Young, Brewer's physician, I went in for a physical and a prostate exam, and he checked my heart, and he said, we need to get you over to cardiologist, like, today. So he rushed me over there, and a week later, I was I was having full-blown open-heart surgery, and that was a process. So, you know, the bottom line is, I don't sweat the small stuff too much these days. I kind of enjoy, even when I hit a really bad shot in golf, I don't get too upset about it, because, you know, the alternative is never doing it again. So I think you just enjoy things a little bit more once you go through, you know, a near-death experience like that. And they said that had I not been caught, and I would have, you know, went on to my business, I'd probably be gone by now. So I have a lot of people to thank for that, you know, and I appreciate all the kind words. I have lived a charmed life with this organization for 30 years. I loved every minute of it, and I can't imagine, you know, not going to the ballpark when these guys are home at American Family Field. It's been fantastic.
Well, we are so lucky to call you our friend. And, hey, this is another one of those great benefits of surviving that episode. You get to talk to us. What a wonderful blessing that must be.
And, by the way, we'll get you to fantasy camp. I know Taus was there. He had a good time. So.
Yeah. All right. Rock, you're the absolute best. We love you, buddy. Thanks for making time for us.
All right, thanks. Anytime. Talk to you later.
That is Bill Schroeder, who is on his way.
Will you actually go down there if he invites you down there?
Now, I have another friend who did it.
Are you going to guarantee it?
I guarantee that if I got an invitation, I would go. Now, I would say this. I have a friend, Ben Haas, who went. And he's...
Is he related to Moose Haas?
No, not Moose Haas. Nor the new catcher.
Ben is
Eric
with the Lombardi Foundation. Yep.
Big hit last night, Eric.
Yeah, so Ben's great. I love him. But he was posting every day about his journey through the fantasy camp.
Yeah.
And it is a grind. Like, he had, like, ice packs on his knees. Like, you work. So I feel like I better start training now if Bill is going to invite me to the next one, because I need to be in far better shape. Although you went.
Fair. I didn't play. I managed.
You were the manager?
I helped out, yeah.
Weren't you, like, up in the broadcast booth and, like, not really doing anything?
I did our show. Yeah, I worked.
I remember that.
When I was there.
Did you take BP?
Right. Yeah, I took some swings. Yep.
Were you wearing CC Sabathia's pants?